divers are asked to stay away from the HMAS Brisbane wreck, which sits on the ocean floor, 28 metres below the surface in waters off Alexandra Headland. It's so safety assessments can be carried out following ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. An initial assessment by Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service rangers has found that an entire section of the former warship just below the front funnel has detached and been relocated to the port side of the vessel. Principal Ranger Steve Hosek says they need to ensure it's safe before divers return.
It's currently closed for diving just because there are very sharp pieces of metal that have obviously been sheared off that are around, loose pieces lying around. So we need to tidy that up and make sure that it's safe for diving. So the plan would be to undertake that work first. Secondly, we'll do an internal inspection of the ship's faces just to see what damage may have occurred inside there and what works need to be done, whether we can open up the penetration diving as well.
Transport Workers Union members employed by Cleanaway, which provides garbage collection to Noosa Council, along with council workers who are members of the services union, have indicated they will strike again as they seek higher wages. It's after close to 100 workers rallied outside council chambers yesterday. Striking workers say they're under significant financial stress under the current cost of living crisis, and they want to be paid the same as their counterparts in Gympie, the Sunshine Coast and in the Wide Bay. The Noosa Council had proposed a 13.3% pay rise over 3 years, but the union has rejected that offer. Also making news, a man aged in his 70s suffered life-threatening head injuries after he fell from a ladder at a Black Mountain property yesterday. He was taken to Sunshine Coast University Hospital. And council has revealed which artists have been chosen to create two major installations for the new library in Caloundra. More than 180 artist entries were received during the rigorous selection process. Jade Oakley will create a sculptural mobile called Flutter inside the entry's atrium ceiling, while nationally renowned local contemporary art team Manning Daily will create a second art piece to hang in the foyer. The new Library Plus will open later this year.